Hi, I'm Ava.
I'm Ziva.
And I'm Stella.
And welcome to
Bottom of the Scoreboard,
where all your favorite sports
get some deserved recognition.
Hey, and welcome back to Bottom of the Scoreboard. Today's episode is all about ice hockey.
It may not be
so popular in your area, but it is semi-popular out here. And Seattle has their own hockey team.
The Kraken.
They're not that good, though.
The Kraken.
They were really good last year, and then they kind of, like, failed this year.
I don't know much about hockey, but they need to step up their game.
Yeah.
I used to go to a lot of their games.
They're so...
It's entertaining,
Hockey games are so fun to watch.
The fighting.
Yeah, they have, like, the fights, and, like, if you see them warm up, they, like, just throw the pucks at, like, the plexiglass.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, one time I was standing right where they threw the puck, and I thought it was about to hit my face.
You need to have a lot of skill, like, to play ice hockey. Like, you need to be good at hockey and be good at skating.
The skating, I fall over when I skate.
I cannot ice skate.
And imagine doing that as, like, a sport and, like, being good at it. That's crazy.
Yeah. And you have to do a whole bunch of things that, like, normal ice skaters wouldn't do.
The foot coordination, too. Like, to do reverse skating and, like, forward skating or whatever.
Yeah.
And do you think they like practice skating? Like,
Obviously.
Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure every like person who does something on ice, like figure skaters or anything, they always like start by like going to an ice rink or whatever.
Yeah.
And just like skating. And that's how you just like build your skill upon that.
Yeah.
But like, hockey is one of like the most intense and fast paced sports out there. Whether you're watching a game on TV or seeing it happen right in front of you, there's constant excitement, I feel like. While any game is, like, likely to keep you interested from beginning to end, there are, like, so many things about the sport that you might not know that may... Oh, wait.
Yeah. I think that, like, it starts as something that kids do, like, outside in cold areas when the lake freezes over.
Mm-hmm.
But then it, like, began to just, like, become a sport. And the first indoor hockey game happened in 1875, which I feel like... It was a long time ago, so it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hockey pucks are frozen, apparently. And why it's frozen is to keep the warmer pucks. Like, when the puck is warmer, it risks...
Melting the ice or something?
It risks it going airborne and injuring players and fans.
That sounds like...
And apparently there are 12 pucks used in each hockey game, and they get replaced as they thaw.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that until
today. I didn't think that was like, an actual thing either.
Like, I just thought that they were just pucks. Like, I didn't think about the whole frozen part of it. But, I mean, they can't be, like, heated because then that would melt the ice.
Yeah, they also are kept frozen because they slide faster and smoother and stay flat on ice as possible.
Oh, yeah, because, like, ice on ice is just, like...
Yeah.
Like, a mess.
And there's also apparently a freezer in the visitor's penalty box, which is actually pretty funny.
There's a what?
A freezer in the visitor's penalty box. So they can just, like, go and, like, pick up the ref or whatever.
Yeah.
Can pick up the puck.
Do you guys know how to ice skate?
I suck at ice skating.
I go, like, ice skating, like, let's say probably, like, once every 2 months. I know I went a lot over the winter, but, like...
I go ice skating, like, once every 2 years. Like, I cannot ice skate.
Have you ice skated in New York in that, like, little, like...
No, I've never been to New York.
Really?
Yes.
When you go to New York, if you go over the winter, you should go... ice skating near the big tree in Times Square because it is actually really pretty at night.
Yeah. Especially during Christmas, like right before Christmas.
Yeah. If you don't know what the NHL is, NHL is the National Hockey League, and it is basically the NBA version of hockey.
It's like, it's the pros.
It's the pros.
Wayne
Gretzky is the NHL's top scorer. Lots of people consider Wayne Gretzky to be the greatest hockey player in history for many good reasons. During his NHL career, Gretzky has scored the most points by nearly 1,000. Holy cow. While he achieved the first place spot with 2,857 points, Jaromir Jagr is in second place with 1,921 points. Additionally, Gretzky set the record for the most goals and assists. That's the GOAT right there.
Okay. Yeah, that's, like, crazy. But did you know that people who aren't in the NHL, it's, like, it's extremely rare for this to happen, but they can have emergency goalies where somebody can step in who's not in the NHL.
Oh, really?
And they can step in to be a goalie if there are no goalies available, because that's what, like, if somebody's not available, like, you need a goalie.
Yeah. Huh. They just, like, let random people off the street just do it.
I think so. I don't know.
The best goalie in that league, then.
Like, I feel like it's really rare. It's probably happened, like, once or twice.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, just people step in for it.
Yeah. Apparently, players can lose up to 5 to 8 pounds in a game, too.
What? In one game?
Well, they're playing under, like, a lot of heavy padding and, like, equipment.
Yeah.
And, like, you're running.
Probably not exactly 5 to 8 pounds.
But
I feel like you'd lose a few, but then you'd probably, like, carbo load and get more, but.
And you're also, like, sweating a lot, which is, like, kind of, like, water weight.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, I feel like that's
why. Well, that's, like, for any sport.
Because the padding in, like, jerseys are extremely hot because you can't freeze to death.
If there was any sport I would want to know how to play, it would definitely be ice hockey, because that's, like, cool. Like, I feel like I'd be cool if I did that.
Yeah.
Like, a skater and a hockey player, like, yeah. Tie me up. If I could ever have that much balance. Which I couldn't.
But.
Awkward silence.
But. The Montreal Canadiens have the most Stanley Cup wins. The Stanley Cups are like the Super Bowl of the NHL.
Yeah.
Like, they're the big leagues. But the Montreal Canadiens are a favorite team, and they've won a lot of Stanley Cup championships. So,
you know, as a kid growing up, my parents used to always watch ice hockey, especially my dad. He loved the Washington Capitals, and there was that one guy, I forget his name, but he was like one of the best players of that time in like the 2000s or something. What was his name?
I don't know. Guys, study up on hockey.
Yeah.
Alexander Ovechkin. That was his name. Also, you can tell when a person plays hockey by their teeth.
Yeah.
They always have teeth knocked out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not always, but, like, most of the time.
Because they're slamming each other into the freaking walls. Yeah,
because they don't have, like, a face, like, a big face covering unless you're the goalie.
Yeah, you only, like, the helmet is, like, basically, like, a bike helmet on top, and then it has, like, a glass, not glass, plastic visor in front of your eyes, and then that's, like, really the only protection. And plus a mouth guard.
Unless you're a goalie, you have, like, that cage mask so that no pucks go flying in your face.
Yeah. I remember seeing this one story of this guy who got, like, hit in the face with a hockey puck, like, up his nose. And, like, it hit his nose, broke his nose, and his whole entire, like, surrounding, like, eyes, like, bone, whatever. It was interesting.
That is kind of interesting.
Definitely more sports that has more of the fatalities.
It's definitely a very, very contact sport.
Well, yeah.
Like, they get up on each other.
Yeah.
Like, they just ram into each other and, like, pucks flying everywhere. It's kind of crazy. And it's really hard to score a goal. Like,
yeah.
Because sometimes the ice will, like, just drift the puck a different way. So you have to, like, go quick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like Canada is a high, like, where a lot of hockey is. And, like, they're really good at hockey in Canada because it's cold.
They're honestly not that bad here. Like, they're a lot better than a lot of the other teams.
Yeah, they're better than other teams, but, like, not the best.
Yeah, they're not the best, but
It's just we don't have a lot of
days.
Yeah.
Bad days.
We just don't have a lot of that here compared to other places. Like Canada.
I've been to a lot of Kraken games this year. They're like really interesting. Like that's actually like the sport I enjoy the most watching. Like I'll actually like lock in.
Yeah,
and watch
they're
it.
So fun to watch. And so if you have time, go to a
I never
game.
Lock in with any sports, guys. Like trust.
Yeah.
Hockey is a good
yeah.
sport to watch.
Go to a hockey game if you have time. And I think that's all for today.
Yay. Well
okay.
Adios, bye guys. Adios amigos.
Bye.
Adios amigos.